From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Silver Springs by Carolyn Lampman. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Wyoming Territory, 1872.
There's a gentleman wants to see you, Miss Angel.
The bartender glared toward the back of the casino.
I put him in your office.
Angel was surprised. Sam really disapproved of anyone.
Who is it? Said his name was Goff.
Never heard of him. What does he want?
I don't know. Said he'd only talk to the owner of the Green Garter.
Sam's eyes narrowed.
Want me to throw him out?
Angel raised an eyebrow. Don't you think I should find out what he wants first?
Maybe. I ain't so sure I'd want to know.
Angel could hardly wait to meet this Mr. Goff and see for herself who had ruffled the taciturn Sam's feathers. Don't worry. If he needs to be bounced out of here, I'll be sure to let you know.
Can't wait,
Sam muttered. By the way, Sam, Angel said as she headed toward the back, will you tell Peg I want to see her when Mr. Goff leaves?
Why? She done something wrong?
Nothing for you to worry about. Just send her in. Angel walked into her office without waiting to hear the protest she knew was coming. She smiled to herself as she closed the door behind her. Sam protected the women who lived and worked at the Green Garter as if they were his own daughters. Good afternoon, Mr. Goff, she said pleasantly to the man sitting in front of her desk. What can I do for you? He jumped to his feet.
There's been some kind of mistake. I'm here on business, not pleasure. However, he said, giving her an appreciative once-over, after I've talked to your boss, I'm sure you and I could think of some way to while away the afternoon that we'd both enjoy.
I doubt it. Angel walked calmly around her desk and sat on the only other chair. My bartender said you wanted...